Introduction. Electroencephalography, EEG, provides a non-invasive means of examining brain function through the scalp-recorded electrical activity generated by cortical neurons. Quantitative EEG, QEEG, depends on rigorous instrumentation and signal processing protocols to ensure data accuracy and reliability in clinical, research, and neurofeedback settings. This lecture explores the critical acquisition parameters and the role of digital filters in shaping the quality of EEG recordings. Attention to detail in each technical step is essential, as even minor errors can produce misleading interpretations. This discussion expands on practical implementation details and highlights commonly used filters' strengths and potential drawbacks. Acquisition and review, parameters and settings. Quantitative electroencephalography, QEEG, relies on precise instrumentation to ensure valid results. Proper electrode placement using standardized systems like the International 1020 or 10-10 ensures reproducibility across sessions and subjects. The number of electrodes, often ranging from 19 to 64 or more, affects spatial resolution and the comprehensiveness of data. Sampling rates must be sufficiently high, at least 256 Hz, to capture neural oscillations accurately, with 512 Hz or 1024 Hz preferred to prevent aliasing. Acquisition settings include filter configurations, such as a high-pass filter around 0.51 Hz and a low-pass filter between 70-100 Hz, which remove physiological and environmental noise. Impedance levels must be maintained below 5,000 ohms for optimal signal quality. Artifact management includes both online rejection algorithms and offline corrections, such as independent component analysis, ICA. Reference electrode consistency, whether average, linked mastoids, or earlobes, is necessary for reliable comparisons. Controlled recording environments minimize extraneous noise. Soundproofing, electromagnetic shielding, and stable temperature contribute to signal stability. Subject preparation involves not only behavioral recommendations, such as avoiding caffeine or intense exercise, but also clear instructions to minimize eye movements and jaw tension. Consistency in these settings enables the collection of high-quality EEG data, supports accurate spectral analysis, and ensures comparability across recording sessions. EEG filters define the signal. EEG filters allow clinicians to focus on the most relevant frequencies by attenuating unwanted components. Filters have a passband, which is the frequency range allowed to pass through, and a stopband, which is the range suppressed. A high-pass filter removes slow drifts and low-frequency noise by excluding signals below a set frequency. A low-pass filter removes high-frequency noise, such as muscle artifacts, by excluding signals above a set threshold. Bandpass filters combine both principles, passing only the frequencies between the designated lower and upper cutoffs. Notch filters selectively suppress narrow frequency bands, often used to remove electrical line noise at 50 or 60 Hz. While filtering is essential, it also poses risks. Poorly chosen cutoff frequencies can distort phase relationships, attenuate signal amplitude, or eliminate meaningful neural information. Additionally, filters may introduce edge artifacts if improperly implemented, particularly during segment-based analyses. It is vital to validate filter performance on both synthetic and real EEG data to ensure fidelity. 10 Hz low-pass filter. A 10 Hz low-pass filter allows only frequencies below 10 Hz to pass through while attenuating all higher frequencies. This setting is typically used when focusing on slow wave activity, such as delta and theta bands, which are prominent in sleep studies or deep meditative states. It is useful when high-frequency components, such as electromyographic, EMG, artifacts, or rapid muscle twitches, need to be excluded to observe slow cortical potentials better. It can aid in visualizing infraslow oscillations and clinical patterns associated with encephalopathy. However, its aggressive suppression of higher frequency activity eliminates alpha, beta, and gamma components, limiting its applicability outside of niche contexts. Additionally, overuse may result in overly smoothed waveforms, obscuring the dynamic nature of brain activity. 20 Hz low-pass filter. A 20 Hz low-pass filter permits frequencies below 20 Hz and attenuates faster activity. This is a common clinical setting when the interest lies primarily in delta, theta, alpha, and low beta bands. It filters out high-frequency EMG noise and sharp transients, which often obscure lower frequency rhythms. In attention or anxiety studies, this setting helps enhance the clarity of alpha and theta components without the confounding influence of high beta or gamma. This filter provides a reasonable trade-off between resolution and noise suppression. However, it excludes higher beta and gamma content, potentially removing diagnostically relevant data, particularly in studies of cognitive control or alertness. Edge distortion may also occur, especially in short data segments processed in real-time systems. 30 Hz low-pass filter. A 30 Hz low-pass filter is widely used in standard EEG recording, as it preserves most clinically relevant EEG frequencies, including delta through low beta. It attenuates gamma band activity and muscle artifact while maintaining the interpretability of common frequency bands. This filter is ideal when higher frequencies are likely to be contaminated or when fast rhythms are not of primary interest. It maintains the integrity of resting state EEG, cognitive task-related theta and alpha, and beta rhythms while offering some protection against EMG contamination. In practice, this filter supports a wide range of applications, including QEEG normative comparisons, neurometric profiles, and clinical assessments. Its limitations include moderate suppression of fast cortical responses and the potential for underestimation of activity near the cutoff. 40 Hz low-pass filter. A 40 Hz low-pass filter retains even more of the beta spectrum and begins to include some low gamma activity. This filter is suitable when higher frequency bands are of interest, such as when studying arousal, sensory-motor integration, or attentional engagement. While it allows more physiological information to pass, it also increases susceptibility to high-frequency noise and EMG artifacts. This setting is often used in research exploring cognitive load, alertness, or specific sensorimotor tasks. Care must be taken to differentiate genuine gamma activity from muscle contamination, especially in frontal and temporal channels. The 40 Hz cutoff provides increased spectral detail but requires rigorous pre-processing and careful interpretation of high-frequency data. 10 Hz high-pass filter. A 10 Hz high-pass filter eliminates all frequencies below 10 Hz, removing slow-wave components like delta and theta. This filter emphasizes fast cortical activity, such as beta and gamma rhythms. It is typically used in environments with slow-drift artifacts, such as galvanic skin responses, or to isolate high-frequency content during specific tasks. However, it removes important baseline EEG rhythms, including alpha, and is therefore used sparingly. The signal appears sharply oscillatory, often highlighting task-evoked bursts of activity. Inappropriately applying this filter can lead to a misrepresentation of neural oscillatory balance and hinder the detection of low-frequency pathological markers. 20 Hz high-pass filter. A 20 Hz high-pass filter removes most of the delta, theta, and alpha content, retaining only higher beta and gamma bands. It is rarely used in standard EE due to the loss of meaningful physiological rhythms. Its application is limited to research contexts where only fast activity is of interest, such as high-frequency brain-computer interface applications or EMG analysis. It can reveal sharp transients and high-speed spiking activity, but only when artifact contamination is well controlled. The waveform can appear dominated by non-neural sources if used incorrectly. Clinicians must weigh the loss of low-frequency data against the potential benefits of isolating rapid cortical signals. 30 Hz high-pass filter. A 30 Hz high-pass filter passes only the fastest frequencies, often used to study gamma band activity exclusively. It is highly specific and prone to distortion if used without rigorous artifact control. This filter eliminates nearly all standard EEG rhythms and is reserved for focused research studies. Applications include investigations into fast cortical communication or synchronization, often in visual and sensory binding tasks. Misapplication can lead to the interpretation of EMG as cortical gamma, a common pitfall in surface EEG. The resulting signal lacks broader context and should be interpreted cautiously and paired with complementary filtering strategies. Bandpass filters. Bandpass filters allow only a specified range of frequencies to pass, eliminating both lower and higher frequency content outside the defined band. This dual filtering helps isolate the brain rhythms of interest. For example, a 140 Hz bandpass filter eliminates slow drift and high-frequency muscle noise while preserving the core EEG bands, delta through beta. Narrower bandpasses can be used for spectral analysis of specific rhythms, such as theta, 4-7 Hz, or alpha, 8-12 Hz. These filters are essential in both acquisition and post-processing stages and help align data with hypotheses regarding frequency-specific, cognitive, or clinical functions. However, bandpass filters can introduce phase distortion or remove meaningful transient activity that falls outside the specified range. The narrower the band, the greater the risk of excluding related physiological phenomena. 140 Hz bandpass filter. A 140 Hz bandpass filter is commonly used in routine QEEG acquisition. It includes all major frequency bands relevant to most EEG analyses, from slow delta to upper beta, while excluding high-frequency noise and extremely low-frequency drift. This setting captures essential EEG features while eliminating power line artifacts and muscle noise. It is especially effective in clinical contexts and in basic cognitive neuroscience. The resulting signal is robust, interpretable, and free of many common sources of distortion. However, subtle infraslow potentials and gamma oscillations are lost, which may be relevant in advanced or experimental paradigms. 8-12 Hz bandpass filter. An 8-12 Hz bandpass filter isolates the alpha rhythm, which is associated with relaxed wakefulness, eyes closed resting, and attentional suppression. This narrow filter removes all other frequency components, allowing precise examination of alpha amplitude, coherence, and phase characteristics. It is commonly used in neurofeedback, meditation research, and sleep studies to track alpha enhancement or suppression. Isolating alpha allows researchers to measure subtle shifts in cortical idling or inhibitory tone. While useful, this filter excludes all other activity, making it unsuitable for general EEG analysis. It must be used in conjunction with broadband filters to provide a complete spectral perspective. Notch filter. A notch filter suppresses a narrow band of frequencies, most commonly those generated by alternating current AC power lines at 50 or 60 Hz. This form of artifact is nearly ubiquitous in urban environments and can dominate the EEG spectrum if not filtered. A properly implemented notch filter minimizes the distortion of surrounding frequencies, although some attenuation near the notch frequency is unavoidable. Due to its specificity, it should be used judiciously, and only when line interference cannot be mitigated through shielding or grounding. Notch filters are essential in settings with poor electromagnetic hygiene. However, overuse or improper implementation can lead to loss of critical spectral detail and distortion of phase information. Digital filters. Digital filters process EEG signals after they have been converted from analog to digital form via an analog-to-digital converter, ADC. Common digital filter types include fast Fourier transform, FFT, finite impulse response, FIR, and infinite impulse response, IR. Each has strengths. FFT decomposes signals into sine wave components, FIR calculates a moving average over a limited time window, and IR uses feedback to produce a continuous weighted average. Digital filters are programmable, allowing retrospective changes during data review, and can be designed to reduce phase distortion and enhance stability. They are especially effective at preserving low-frequency content and minimizing signal drift. Because the statistical properties differ among filter types, only comparable methods should be used within the same analysis pipeline. Additionally, errors in filter design or application can result in spectral leakage, ringing artifacts, or aliasing, particularly if the sampling rate or transition band is poorly defined. Conclusion. Understanding EEG instrumentation and filtering is foundational to accurate brainwave analysis. From acquisition parameters such as electrode placement and sampling rates to sophisticated filtering strategies, each step ensures fidelity between raw cortical activity and its digital representation. Filters, whether low-pass, high-pass, band-pass, or notch, must be selected based on the research or clinical objective, as they define what components of the EEG signal are retained or suppressed. The use of digital filtering techniques like FFT, FIR, and IIR enables flexible, accurate, and artifact-resistant analysis. However, careful application and awareness of each filter's impact are necessary to avoid distortion or misinterpretation. Practical implementation also requires vigilance for artifacts, phase distortion, and unintended signal attenuation. Mastery of these concepts is essential for valid interpretation of EEG data, whether for diagnostics, research, or neurofeedback applications.